Get Well Wednesday. Brought to you by AARP. AARP is dedicated to helping you live a healthy life. Visit AARP.org/blackcommunity and discover the resources waiting for you and your family. AARP, real possibilities. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Jessica Shepherd, OBGYN. Good morning, Dr. Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing real good. And in the Billboard, we said that you got the top five embarrassing topics for women to discuss at the doctor's office.
Absolutely.
Okay. You want to start with number one or number five?
Either one of them. They're all embarrassing. So.
Let's start with number five.
Let's start with number five.
You want to go with five hot flashes? You want to talk about hot flashes?
Hot flashes.
Yeah, please talk about hot flashes. Please.
Because we know we've all seen a woman who's talking, having a normal conversation, and all of a sudden she breaks out a piece of paper or she starts walking away and waving with her hand, and that's the hot flash.
Yeah, address that. Please address that. Please.
that's when menopause starts to kick in a little, and the estrogen decreases, and you get those hot flashes and that irritability and that.
What advice do you have to the men?
Can we start with the women first?
Then we'll go to the men and tell them that maybe they should carry the piece of paper and wave the woman helpful. But women really should talk about, because there are so many options that can help with hot flashes. So whether that's a cream or a pill, hormones really do help women as they're going through menopause. But it really has to be an individualized case, because you have to talk to your doctor about if this is for you.
Okay,
if
what's number four?
If you have a history of cancer or hypertension, then maybe hormones aren't for you. But number four, recurrent yeast infection. So that itchy feeling down there when it just keeps coming back. And every time you do something to make it go away, it keeps coming back. So many women have a lot of yeast infections because they have diabetes. And if they don't take care of their diabetes, guess what? It keeps itching down there.
Yeast infection and diabetes. Okay.
Yes. Very closely related. So take care of your diabetes, and you'll notice that your yeast infections will decrease.
Number three.
But can I just say, men can get yeast infections too, can they not?
They can, not as much as women.
But they can blame for them, but that's for damn sure. Go right ahead.
But they can get them, right?
They get them in other areas, yes. Right. Closer to down in that area, yes, in that crotch area, they sure can. So diabetes still, they need to control their diabetes as well.
Okay, and number three?
Pain during sex. No one really wants to talk about pain during sex. A lot of women will have intercourse and then not want to talk about the pain that comes with it. So you have to talk to your doctor about it, because it could be something that's going on in the pelvis that they need to talk about. So it could be endometriosis. It could be a sexual dysfunction disorder. It also could be because of menopause, you have vaginal dryness. So talk to your doctor, because he can fix it.
Or it could be that he's just not doing it right.
Whoa.
We don't always want to let them know that, but that could be a reason why.
Thank you, Sybil. Thank you, Doctor. You want,
we just had to Sybil. Let you know that that could be a cause as well.
But you don't let
don't put her in your mind. Stop. She's stuck in a fog. Don't worry about
it. She's just keeping it real. It could be from your end.
Number two
is urinary incontinence. When you cough, sneeze, and all of a sudden you realize that your underwear is wet. So why are we leaking urine? So it could happen after childbirth, also in menopause. So lack of estrogen in menopause can cause that. Or if you had some uterine or muscle spasms during labor and after, you realize that some of those muscles are a little bit loose. But guess what? It can be fixed either with medications or pelvic therapy, or even sometimes minimal procedures in that area, and the bladder can help with that. So,
what about if you hear a good joke? Because that sometimes calls you to...
Not on this show. can Kegel exercises help with that?
They really do, but there are a lot of other pelvic physical therapy exercises, so those are good to start with. Definitely something to start with, but you can definitely work on some other things, too, if it's really bad.
And the number
so
one
I think
topic...
that that's a good place to start.
And the number one
number
topic...
Number one topic is heavy periods. Bleeding, bleeding, bleeding. Can't stop the bleeding, won't stop, can't stop. But it can stop if you talk to your doctor about it, because we can find different ways to address your fibroids But we also want to know about changes in your period because it could be endometrial cancer or uterine cancer. So don't ignore those signs of heavy bleeding.
Mm. Okay. That's
all
it.
Right.
You got it?
Those are the top five.
I guess they are. They won't go to the doctor after it's heavy bleeding. They just ignore it and won't go. Oh. Are they as bad as men? Are women as bad as men and not going to the doctor?
Some are, but I will definitely say men take the prize in that one. Mm-hmm. Men take the prize in not talking to their doctor about what's going on in their life.
Or going to the doctor in the first place.
They don't even get there. Yeah. They don't even get there. The women get there, but maybe they just don't talk as much when they get there. But the men don't go.
That's why we have Take a Loved One to the Doctor. Originally, the program was supposed to be called Take That Fool to the Doctor, Lady. Because he won't go himself.
But it wasn't as nice and as kind.
Right. It didn't have flow. It was too long of a time. So we got Take a Loved One to the Doctor. Thank you, Dr. Jessica.
If you
have a question for her, text it to 646464 in the next hour, and she'll text you back.